Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Everyone, welcome, welcome. Build, Grow, and Enjoy, BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio. We are your featured radio show, partnered with Blog Talk Radio, also an award-nominated digital radio communication platform. Of course, you know we're out there doing our hard work, getting the message to you guys, getting our content to you guys, and you guys, we just appreciate you guys for following us, as always. BuildGrowAndEnjoy.com. Get on over and become a free member, BGE TV. Be sure to subscribe so you can keep in the loop of the many great things that is happening with us. It is July 1st, the first day of July. Yes, July 1st, 2013. Wow, and what a wonderful, wonderful show we have today for you guys in getting the month started. You know, we all need encouragement. We all need that inspiration, and that's what we have for you guys today. It is 3:01 Atlanta, 12:01, I'm sorry, Los Angeles, San Diego, where I am at right now, in the beautiful San Diego, before we head out in a week or two. Actually, July 13th through the 14th, I think. I mean, it's just so much going on. I can hardly keep up to it unless I am actually looking at my calendar, heading out to Los Angeles again to go hang out with Alex Thomas and his crew with the Alex Thomas Foundation for the annual golf classic and all his celebrity friends. That's going to be exciting. And of course, we're going to head down July 26th through the 28th. We're heading up to Vegas for the Urban Hangover with a lot of the urban professionals that from across the nation come at Planet Hollywood, and you know, just come together, have a little fun, mingle, network. We're gonna go check them out. We've been invited to go check them out. So you know, ensuring our support, we're gonna definitely go check them out. At Kalithi, you can follow me on Twitter. Now, I have a quick question. How did you guys enjoy the BET experience over the weekend? It was really, really a different type of vibe. I can tell you guys that it's just been a lot of, you know, feedback from, the years that were preceding, you know. But this year I can say big congrats to BET. They really did it out this weekend. Very positive. Lots and lots of big name celebrities showed up in Los Angeles to this event. It was just absolutely just a great, great weekend and event overall. So, you know, you can tweet us at BGE_radio. Let us know, you know, what was your best moment? There was just so many this year, and, you know, I just think that BET did an awesome job. So big shout-out to BET. Saw you guys in the social media arena, you know, with your feedback, the BET experience, but I can tell you firsthand, it was an awesome, awesome, awesome event. So back to what we have going on today, and many of you guys in the social media world have been, you know, liking and retweeting on today's show, and, you know, it's the first of the month, and, you know, it's always good to start off on a positive note, and that's today I have the inspirational hour with a very special guest calling in live from the MIA, Miami, Florida. I know it is absolutely beautiful down there because right now we have so much heat wave going on here on the West Coast. But we have Eddie, yes, and I would have not pronounced it because of the spelling of his name this way, but Eddie Alonzo with Alonzo Ministry. Minister Alonzo has joined us for the Inspirational Hour here on BGE Radio, and welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy, Eddie. Nice to have you. Are you there, Eddie? We might have lost him.
Hello.
You there, Eddie? Oh,
I'm here.
There you go. We can hear you now. Welcome to BGE.
Pleasure to be here and this half an hour of hopefully that some people will be inspired and impacted so that whatever their life has brought them up to here, they will be receiving a word that will help them continue on in this journey of life. And not just living, but not just existing, but living with gusto and passion for whatever God has for them. I'm excited.
Yes.
I'm excited.
Yeah, and passion is what it's all about, and it's just a blessing to have you here today. Now, let everyone know who you are. Now, you just launched your ministry also, so let them know about your ministry also.
Okay, my name is Herberto Alonso. It's Herbert in English, but in Spanish it's pronounced Herberto. And people call me Eddie, because in Spanish, Heriberto, the first four letters. Some people call me Harry, some people call me Henry. Some people call me whatever, but it's Eddie, like Eddie Murphy. Nevertheless, yes, you're right. I've been doing, I've been conducting Bible studies for 9 years, Khalifa, and these Bible studies have taken me to a point of my life where I'm doing things for the kingdom of God, things that I never even imagined in my life. For instance, I wrote a book 4 years ago. The book is entitled Blessed, Balanced, and Complete. And basically, I was talking to three ladies earlier this afternoon. They were fitness trainers, and they were taking me in this exam of this scanner that was letting me know if I had any vitamin deficiency or if I was prone to cancerous cells and whatnot. And, you know, we talked a lot about that, and it was funny. One of them, she came up to me, and she goes, "What do you do for a living?" I go, "I'm a minister, and I train people in health." And then she's like, "Wow, you know, because I have this amazing body," and she said it just like that. "However, I don't feel happy about myself." I go, "Well, that's because you're not balanced across the board." And she goes, "What do you mean?" I go, "Well, we need to be fit in our bodies. We need to be fit in our spirit, and we need to be fit in our souls. If you're missing in one of those, you're going to be incomplete. 33% of you is going to be failing. And so you may have your body in great shape, check, you're good there. But if you're not connected to the person who gave you, or to the spirit who gave you the breath of life in God, then you're going to be going around in life never satisfied. You can chase the wind, you can chase the money, you can chase material things, you will never be fully satisfied." So I invited her to the Bible studies that I'm conducting, that now we were just approved of a new Bible study location that we're going to be. I was just awarded a church, praise God for that. And after 9 years, here I am, you know, about to get my church on July 11th. We have Bible studies every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern time. And the way you can get to these Bible studies is you can get to them online at my website, which is www.alonzo with an S. Alonzo Ministries, one word, alonzoministries.org. Anyway, and so this lady is going to be there with us on July 11th because obviously she's seeking somewhere to go to another dimension. And so this ministry, basically, Khalifa, is a ministry where, you know, you see it a lot. Come on, you're in the ministry as well. You see where ministers, they have the spiritual part down packed. They have good revelation, good report with the Lord, but they don't take care of their bodies. And that is not a good representation of the kingdom of God. You want to walk around not just being the light of the world, but you want to walk around being the salt of the earth, where people are going to look at you and they're going to say, "Man, I don't know what is it that you have, but I want it." And that's really what this ministry represents.
Yeah, it's sort of similar to, I don't know if you remember them from the show, Tara and Brian Lewis, they had joined me. They were on the reality show Sisterhood. They same thing, you know. Tara has her ministry really minister about the health and, you know, living healthy and being, you know, fit, and that. I mean, that's really what it is. That blessed, balanced, and complete life. You know, not just, you know, everyone just think that spiritual peace, but there's so much more in with it. You know, with the emotional and, you know, the financial and the health, it all comes together as one to make it complete. Now, you also have your own radio show, Life FM 90.9. Let's talk a little more about that.
Well, I come on the radio Monday through Friday at 7:50 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. I come on, I give an inspirational word to the folks that are listening there. And this ministry is now going on for 4 months as far as the radio actually five months. No, wait a second. Yeah, 5 months. And I'm very excited about that because it has opened up a lot of doors. A lot of parents have had issues with their teenagers. And I give them an inspirational word on how to handle their teenagers. I've also had callers that have called about their bodies, how they want to improve. They don't just want to do a New Year's resolution that lasts 2 or 3 weeks and then go back to their old ways again. They want to. How can they maintain that mindset to make up their minds and keep it set? And I help them in that aspect. I talk about the kingdom of God, that, you know, no matter what we go through here on earth, a lot of us, you know, just because life's not gone for you the way it has for some family members, you start comparing and you start, you know, wondering, did God forget me? Did God leave me out? And I try to bring him hope where there is despair. And, you know, I also talk about the other thing that I talk about is having a mind that is so committed. Let's face it, all of us at some point, we are wishy-washy, or what the Bible talks about, double-minded. And a lot of us, we want to follow God, we want to do this and want to do that, but we also want to do this other thing that's tugging away at us over here. How do you stay in connection with the mindset that you originally had, which is to improve and get better as the days go by? So I also talk about that as well. I tell people all the time that when they choose, when people choose, because everything is a choice, believe me, when you choose to dwell and anchor your soul in the shelter of the Most High, meaning God, I'm talking about you can wake up almost every single day and feel this, I don't know, amazing sense of security, confidence, contentment, joy and peace. You know, what the world chases, the best sex in the world, the highest high, the best drug you can think of, nothing will ever, I mean, never replace one intense moment in the presence of God. And this is what truly fills. This is what truly lasts. Everything else in life pretty much comes and goes. And so if you're having turmoil today, okay, if you're having turmoil, you woke up today, you had a weekend full of turmoil in the family or with your job or with whatever, you're having turmoil, is because you're trying to do this life thing by yourself as opposed to involving supernatural from God. At some point, so you won't live double-minded, you're going to have to sell out and allow God to have his way in your life completely. Because here's the bottom line. Whatever we accumulate here on earth is not lasting. It's not going to last anyhow. So it's really a choice.
Right.
Am I talking too much?
No, you're fine. It's a talk radio show. How can you talk too much? I wanted to just you know, just listening to you and with the you're right, you know, and right now in the spirit world, I don't want to get too deep because I don't want people to think I'm preaching, but those that, you know, are just working towards that, there's a lot of things going on in the atmosphere. And I want you as a minister to share some words of encouragement, because there is a lot of turmoil going on in the atmosphere and people are just so discouraged right now. You know, I mean, as we're ministering to people, we get it all day, every day. Oh, my God, why is this happening? I mean, even myself, like, why is this going on? What is going on? Just minister to us on how to get through that process of when this turmoil is taking place and what's going on in the atmosphere right now, to get us, you know, just to let us know that we need to stay focused on God and keep moving forward.
That's pretty much it. And you pretty much said it in the bottom line. One of the battles that we all, I know, that we all have to fight is the battle of discouragement. It's a battle. You know, we all have those days where you're going to have that battle and you're going to have to encourage yourself like King David did. I know that there's a passage in the book of 1 Samuel, I believe it's chapter 30, where David, when he arrived back to the camp, all of the cattle were killed, the children and the wives were taken hostage, and his own men, he had like 300 men, they wanted to turn around and stone him and kill him. And he was very discouraged of everything that had happened. The enemy had came and destroyed the camp, basically. And so he had to basically, rather than dwell in self-pity, he had to basically get down with God and say, and encourage himself. He chose to protect his mind and encourage himself from the source of hope, from the one that fills. And that comes with, if we want to have that serene rest in our souls, sometimes we need to disconnect from everything in this world and just go and find rest in the Lord. Because the Bible says in Psalms 37 that rest in the Lord and wait for him to act. Sometimes we have this little voice that's telling us, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? And instead of like replying to that voice, why don't you just be still and rest and wait for God to act so that your hearts, which are restless, all of a sudden find rest in him. The word encourage, since you mentioned that word, the Hebrew word for it is called shazak, which means to strengthen. So in other words, we need to encourage ourselves. We need to make a choice. We can't just leave our mind idle, and we can't leave our mind passive so that whatever thought is there when we wake up in the morning, run with that. No. You have to fight for this discouragement to be a part of your past. And the more you do that, the more sure-footed you will be, the more days you will wake up encouraged rather than discouraged. And quite frankly, some of the things that I do when it comes to discouragement is I sometimes talk to myself. I compliment myself sometimes. I know you think I'm crazy and all that, but it makes me feel good. It's not like in an arrogant type of way. It's more like in an approving type of way. And, when I do those things, I find rest in God. I compliment myself. And, of course, the last one, which is you trust in your only constant. What's the only constant that life ever gives us? God. Even your mom and your dad sometimes will let you down. My mom and dad, they love me. Been married 53 years. I was raised in a Christian home. But guess what? They let me down. But one thing is certain. God will never let you down. You can never say yes to God and be ashamed. Never. As a matter of fact, the Bible says in Jeremiah that those that trust in the Lord shall never be ashamed. And so, a lot of times it's just getting a lot of static on the phone for some reason. But anyway, a lot of times is we just simply need to change the channel of our stinking thinking. We need to change the channel. And a lot of times we're thinking about stuff from the past, or we're worried about things from the future. Your future is covered. Philippians 4:19, he shall supply all of our needs, not some of our needs, all of our needs for those that are in Christ. And then our past, it says in Isaiah, forget the former things because I have a new thing coming. And so if we really trust the word of God, the problem is that we have this thing called the flesh, and we have this thing called a heart that's deceitful many, many times, and it confuses us. But if we trust in our only constant, we should be encouraged in these days that are, who knows what's coming down the pipe. But I'll tell you one thing. I really feel sorry for the people. I really feel sorry for the people that are really not hanging on to God during these troubled times.
Yeah, you got to hang on. You got to hang on. And, God put us as stewards in position to share our story. We all have a story. And you are a man of God that you're not just teaching the word and sharing the word. You have walked the word. So tell us your story.
My story?
Your story. Your testimony.
Oh, my testimony.
You got
a
testimony.
Of course, we all got one. But, Felisa, I was raised by Christian parents, doing things God's way. I remember I was 19, 20 years old. I was still a virgin. And when all my friends were already, having sex and doing what they had to do, I was so focused in sports. I wanted to be a baseball player or a football player, and I was so focused in athletics I really didn't have time to think about nothing else, but I had my temptations. I had, you know, women that were loose or trying to seduce me into the bedroom and whatnot. But I said no until I was like 20. And I remember, I don't know what got a hold of me, but I remember I stopped reading the Word of God. I remember I didn't want to go to church as much as I used to. And I remember I started thinking with my mind as opposed to letting my spirit be led by the Word of God. And I remember one day, just like I'm talking to you right now, one day I said to myself, you know, I'm tired of being a good boy. I'm going to go and raise some hell. I remember using those same exact words. I'm going to go and raise some hell. And for the next 12 years, I was in nightclubs, you know, chasing women, drinking. I was never into drugs because I always cared about my body, so drugs was not my vice. But women and alcohol, you know, that's a bad mix in itself. And here I am in my 30s, and all of a sudden I remember saying to myself, I just wanted to try this for 2 or 3 years. I just wanted to have some fun for 2 or 3 years, because sin, let's be honest, it could be fun. And there's a lot of excitement and pleasure in there, but you know what? At the end, it's a trap. At the end, sin will cost you more than you want to pay, and it will leave you there longer than you want to stay. And so I remember saying to myself, I'm only going to do this for like 3 or 4 years, and I'm going to return back to what my parents taught me, which is the Word of God, the ways of the Lord, but I'm going to have some fun in the meantime. And that fun had me in a vice of 12 years. Here I am, I married a non-believer. Out of all things, Christian son, raised Christian, accepted the Lord, got baptized, spoke in tongues, the whole thing. Here I am marrying a non-believer. How stupid had my thinking changed because of the environment that I chose to be in? And so God in His grace, He blessed me with a wonderful son. He's 20 years old and he's in the Army. Her and I, of course, that didn't last, so we got divorced. And I want to remarry again eventually. But, you know, that trying to go to church with somebody that doesn't want to go to church, in other words, you're unequally yoked, it's a drag. It's a drag trying to live with somebody that doesn't want to be spiritually mature. It's a drag. Here you are, you want to mature, and they don't want to. They're holding you back. And it just got to the point where it was just too much. And I remember asking God, Lord, if it's somehow, somewhere, get me out of this. And of course, he hates divorce. Then again, sometimes, you know, like that Bible verse, what God put together, let no man set apart. Well, God didn't put this marriage together. I did. And so, you know, now I'm starting over. I remember I was still doing things sort of like, you know, double-minded, one foot in the world, one foot with the things of God. And I remember, like, at 41 years old, 42 years old, I remember saying, I'm done. I'm going to do everything God's way. And here we are a few years later. I minister, wrote a book, have my own church, and I can honestly say what I mentioned earlier. Those who trust in the Lord shall never be ashamed. I've never heard somebody say, you know, let me get with God for like 10 years, and then after that, you know what, that was a waste of time. No. Your flesh and your choices wanted you to go the other route, and you chose that. But you know very well that your peace and your joy only comes from God. I'm talking about perfect peace and perfect joy, which is greater than happiness. And so now, you know, I'm All In, which is the title of my second book. I'm writing a book right now, and by the title of the second book is I'm All In, How to Live a Surrendered Life for God. But in the meantime, I got my first book out, which is Blessed, Balanced, and Complete, How to Live a Life of Balance Across the Board in Your Spirit, in Your Body, and in Your Soul.
And let everyone know how they can get to order your book, follow you, all your social media information.
Yeah, they can follow me at on Twitter, or they can follow me on Facebook. And Facebook, my name, just so you spell it right, is H-E-R-Y. I repeat that again, H-E-R-Y. Last name, Alonso, A-L-O-N-S-O. That's where I'm at in Facebook. And the best thing you can do is follow my website. There you can go into Facebook, and you can go into Twitter, and everything is in there. And my website is alonzo ministries.org. alonzoministries.org.
Awesome, awesome. And we are on air with Minister Eddie. I keep looking at it, and then I know the H and the N is not there. Eddie Alonzo with Alonzo Ministries, Blessed, Balanced, and Complete, the Inspirational Hour. Eddie, we're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, we have some callers, and then we're going to speak on a little bit more of what you want to share. You know, words, whatever words you want to share to the listeners, and also a little more about your ministry, you know, where you're located. But we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
All right.
Hello, this is Dr. Josue Andino. Tune in every first Thursday of the month at noon Eastern Standard Time on BGE Radio. In Search of a Healer is a natural health show that answers all of your health questions and concerns. Join the journey to finding all of your health solutions every first Thursday of the month at noon Eastern Standard Time on BGE Radio.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
Need help with your marketing plan? Diamond Roots can virtually guarantee that you succeed in meeting your business objectives. Visit www.diamondroots.com. Diamond Roots is a premier marketing and PR agency focused on providing cutting-edge strategies for business-to-business communication campaigns that deliver tangible results. Visit www.diamondroots.com or call 404-228-3052. That's 404-228-3052.
Social media is not as fad and is becoming increasingly more popular. Social media is the new paradigm for advertising and marketing. Social media is 24/7 and ever-changing. Whether you are a novice, intermediate, or advanced, there's always something to be learned. Are you getting the ROI that you expect? Do not have time to manage your social media networks? Do you know the strategies to effectively attract followers? Do you know how to effectively set up and use autoresponders? Jay can show you how to manage your social media on a platform and much more on Social Media.
Hey, what's going on? It's Jiggy Jag, Jigmund Freud from Build, Grow, and Enjoy. We do the big program, Build, Grow, and Enjoy presents, each and every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern on blogtalkradio.com. It's a featured show because we have a lot of featured content. Great guests. We have bloggers, podcasters, marketing people, people who are influential in the world of business and entertainment. We talk to them each and every Friday, Build, Grow, and Enjoy on Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, I'm Pamela Reese Wardlaw at the Preparation Room with Build, Grow, and Enjoy, where we worship and praise God and prepare the way for the Lord. Come on in and let's get this show started.
And we are back. We are back. Build, Grow, and Enjoy. BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio, your featured network on the Blog Talk Radio platform, and I'm on the air with Eddie Alonzo, Alonzo Ministry, inspiring us for the start of the July 2013 month. And you can follow me on Twitter at Kalithia. You can also follow Eddie at H-E-R-Y. I know that. I know it's different. H-E-R-Y Alonzo. Follow him on Twitter. Also, you can get on over to his website. Be sure to pick up a copy of his book, and in his new book, which we're going to find out right now, Henry, when I'm in, not Henry, but Eddie, when I speak to you when your next book is released. But you can go to Inspiration, or you can go to, AlonzoMinistries.org for the bookstore. You can go to InspirationalBookstore.com. When is your second book due out, Eddie?
I'm targeting, the targeting date is this year, Kalitha. And I'm hoping it's gonna be out and about by December 2013. So hopefully the beginning of 2014, it will be on your local bookstores. And so that's what I'm shooting for. I have already a few chapters done. It's going to be 16 chapters on how to live a surrendered life, how not to live lukewarm, how not to live double-minded, how to be firm in your decisions so you can live with more power and you can be more focused. And so actually, when we live like this, you know, sometimes people take all these, you know, Red Bull and all these energy drinks and whatnot. When you live focused and with a mindset that's made up, you've made up your mind and you're going to go there, knowing that you're going to be tempted to go the other route, then you're going to be even more energized because your mind is not going to be wavering back and forth, causing you to lose a lot of energy. So this book hopefully will be out for 2013.
Okay. And for many of those that are listening, this is Espanol, right? the ministry is Espanol, so you can get it in Spanish also. Also, be sure to get on over to alonzoministries.org. You can click the donations button and donate to the ministry. He's doing a powerful, powerful mission in building the kingdom of God. And, you know, so we're all about kingdom. Monday through Friday at 7:50 a.m., and 5:20 p.m. Eastern for that inspirational minute with Minister Eddie on Life FM 90.9. Now they can get that. Is it digital or did they actually go to a channel for those that are in Miami to listen to you?
They can listen to me through the radio station that's online. In other words, they can listen to it online. And the only way you're really going to listen to it is if you live in the South Florida area. If you live in the Miami area, you will listen to it. If you live in the Broward area, you will listen to it. But mainly it's for South Florida. So if you're, let's say, if you're in Atlanta, Georgia, you're not going to get it. So the way to go to that website to hear on a daily basis the inspirational minute that's going to give you, you got to go to 99. In other words, 909lifefm.com, 909lifefm.com. And you go there, and then there's a section there that says click to play, and you will hear good sermons and good teachings and good whatever that come on that will help you rise up in your spiritual life. 909lifefm.com.
Awesome. Now, in all my shows, Minister Alonzo, I like to leave with words of encouragement. But before we do that and you leave us with that, is there anything else you'd like to share with us, whatever you feel you want to share?
Well, one of the things that I tried telling my son, who's 20 years old, and, you know, he's got all these temptations now about what trail to follow, you know, because let's face it, everybody wants the best out of life. But the problem is that not everybody is willing to position themselves into getting it. And so, like I tell them, I go, you want the best out of life, just like everybody listening here in this radio station, and just like everybody else wants out there. But not many people are making the right choices and decisions to position themselves into getting it. Well, you want the best life? Well, number one, you're going to have to get your spirit aligned with God so that the spirit aligning with God will give you a relationship, not a religion experience, a relationship with who created you, God. Then secondly, you got to take care of your body, because if you don't take care of your body, you can't exist. And if you don't take care of your body, you're not going to have a quality life. If you don't take care of your body, you're going to be possibly leaving this earth prematurely. So take care of your body. And what I tell my son a lot is, son, the best for us will only materialize when we are doing it his way. You know, when our mind is renewed in Christ and in his will and whatever he has for our desires, for our plans, our purposes, there are fleshly things that a lot of us fight with, fleshly things in from our past and even from our present that may tempt us. And they're going to come. It's not if, but when. But sometimes we give in to these temporary pleasures, and what they do is they abort the divine best that God has for us. Like I mentioned, everybody wants the best, but we're not positioning ourselves to getting it because we keep aborting it by chasing these temporary pleasures that lead us to rabbit trails that later on close down. So my final words are, be strong and courageous, The overflow of blessings are coming, but be strong and courageous, because God is by your side, and he's never left you. Just be strong and courageous, because the overflow of blessings are coming if you keep positioning yourself and being where you need to be to receive them.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for those words. That's powerful, powerful. And
Amen.
We just greatly appreciate you joining us today. We do have a caller, on the line that would like to been patiently waiting for you, and we'll go ahead and take the caller. 678-6981, how are you? Welcome to Bill Run and Joy.
I got 2 things I need to fill in.
Are you there, caller? Caller 678-6981. Can Eddie, they might have been waiting so long that they forgot that they were on the call. But it's all good. So just a wonderful, wonderful experience to have you here. You have inspired us all starting this month of July 2013 off on a wonderful note. And our continued blessings to you in your ministry and the growth of your in your walk, Eddie. And it's just been an honor having you here with us today.
My pleasure, dear. God bless you, and thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And there you guys have it.
Enjoy the second half
of
2013.
Thank you. Thank you. Same to you. Thank you. Thank you. And there you guys have it, Minister Alonzo, Eddie Alonzo, live from Miami, Florida, inspiring us, kicking this second half, like you just said, of the year 2013 off. Great things to come. Blessed, balanced, and complete. Get on over to his website, alonzoministries.com, or .org, I'm sorry. Donate, order a copy of the book, and read his story. There's some great information on there. Also, watch live the Bible study webcast, Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern. Also, you can also catch him on air, like I said, Monday through Friday at 7:50 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. Eastern, Life FM 90.9. So we bless his ministry, we bless him going forth, and we are just honored to have those words that he shared with us today. So that's going to conclude our show for today, everyone. It has just been absolutely wonderful. Thank you for the continued support that you guys bring here to Build, Grow, and Enjoy. We cannot do it without you. Like Minister Alonzo just said, have accepted our call, and never in a million years, many of you guys know, because many of you guys have my story, would I ever think that I would be on radio and bringing you guys the message to encourage you, to put you forth, to thrive, to share all my relationships and share, you know, all those that I know with the expertise in making your life better. It's just amazing how God uses us, and I am just honored that he has selected me and entrusted me with Bill, Grow, and Enjoy to do so. So you guys get on over to BillGrowAndEnjoy.com. Become a free member. Yes, it's free. You keep in the loop with the many great things that we are doing. You guys know we have a lot of philanthropy work taking place. We have the huge event coming up in 2014. And then you can take a look at all the other things we've done in the past. In addition to that, BGE TV 132, lots of content coming in. I know it's been a slow build. It's been a slow process. But let me tell you guys, TV is no joke, and I am just honored that we were even blessed to even be offered the platform to be able to show you guys a lot what we speak on the radio, to give you guys the visuals of what we do in our day-to-day walk. So BillGrowAndEnjoy.com, become a free member so you can keep in the loop of everything. You get the newsletters, you get the messages, so that way you can know what's going on. And then in addition, you can follow me on Twitter at Calithia, and also with the radio at BGE_radio. So you guys have a happy and safe 4th of July. It has just been an honor with each and every one of you guys joining us today. And as I always tell each of you guys, build, grow, and enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Calithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.